After the Sabbath at dawn, on the first day of the week, Sunday, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone, and sat on it. That must have been really something to see, right? This angel sitting on the stone, sitting there. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook him and he like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Don't be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who is crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lies, where he lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away. The tomb was afraid, yet filled with joy. They ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly, that's a greeting. They took him and clasped his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers. Go to Galilee. There they will see him." While the women were the first day, while the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city, reporting to the chief priest everything that had happened. And the chief priest had met with the elders, devised a plan, and gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "In order to say, disciples came during the night and stole them away. While we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him without a trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. The story was widely circulated among the Jews, even to this day. That was resurrected. That's the story, the divine plan. Right, leadership that seems to go outside of Mark, chapter 16, 1-8. Sunday, resurrection day, Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary's mother, came to Galilee. Brought spices so that they might go to the body. Very early in the morning, on the first day, Sunday, first day of the week, just before sunrise, they were on their way to ask each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" They thought about that. When they looked up, they saw the stone, which was very large, and had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed and afraid. "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who is crucified. He has risen. He is not here, in the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples to Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." This is in cold weather. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Followers of Christ were still kind of like really scared because their leader, Jesus, and now all this stuff is going on about the disciples that they took the body. They're kind of scared. This Sunday we're coming to church and we have a nice dinner and we thank the Lord for everything. This first Sunday, this first Easter was chaos. Imagine what happened. Like, they go to the tomb, they're running, they're sweating, everything that we think of in modern day was not happening. It was a Sunday of what in the world is happening. That's what they were looking at. They were like, really? Why? There's all this, what in the world is going on? All this stuff is going on. Chapter 24, we're going to read 1 through 49. On the first day of the week, Sunday, Easter, very early in the morning, the women took spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you of this still with you in Galilee." Jesus said, "The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all the things to the invited and to the others. Remember, there's only 11 now. Judas, what did he do? Judas hung himself because he betrayed Jesus. He felt so guilty that he hung himself to the 12, and now down to 11. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed like nonsense to them. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the scripture written lying by themselves in the tomb, and he went away, behold, wondering to himself what had happened to them. Now, the same day, we don't know who these two are, but two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. There, they were talking with each other about everything that had happened, and as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing. This is great because you think about Jesus walking along. Jesus was like the mass disruptor, right? So now he's walking with these guys, and he doesn't even tell them one day. He has to and he's trying to get it, but he didn't realize how what is going on and what Jesus said he was going to do is now taking place. I was wondering what Jesus thought. I'm like, guys, they stood still with their faces downcast. Verse 18, one of them named Cleopas asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem? And do you not know the things that have happened here in these days?" Like, don't you know what's going on? What things? Jesus asked. About Jesus of Nazareth. Nazareth, they replied. He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day of this conflict. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but did not find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels and that he was alive. And then some of our companions went to the tomb and found that this was the women had said, but him they did not see. He beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus asked them, remember, they still didn't know who Jesus was. But they urged him strongly, stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over, so he went to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he was broken. He was broken. Kind of like what happened at the Last Supper, right? That's what he realized. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, it is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon. And the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke into bread. While they were still talking about all this, Jesus himself stood among them and said, peace be with you. That must have been like they were startled and frightened, thinking that they saw a ghost. He said to them, why are you troubled? Why do doubts rise in your mind? Look at my hand. Look at my feet. It is I myself, touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bone, as you see I have. When he said that, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still did not believe because of the joy and amazement, he asked them, do you have anything here to eat? So Jesus just went through all this little deal, now he's not eating anymore. He's raised from the dead. He's still eating. He didn't touch his feet. His personality, his personality is so connected and loving. He loves people. He is so, has such a desire for people. So now he's just kind of thinking back to what Philly is eating from hungry. They gave him a piece of royal fish and took it and ate it. He said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures and told them, this is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. Repentance and forgiveness of sin will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed power from on high. That didn't happen. That the Spirit wasn't released yet.
Okay.
That is Luke. Now, from there, now the Gospel of John. Now, the while it was still dark, early in the morning, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. Again, the stone was removed. She counted in the gospel that the stone was away. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one who was 12, and said, they have taken the Lord out of the tomb. And he didn't know where they had put him. Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. I wonder that little detail. Like, when John read this, it's like, okay, I'm gonna let everyone know from history that you are a slow runner, and then I beat you to the tomb. why is that detailer there? But anyhow, so Peter was slow. He goes to the running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was still behind him, slow, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up into itself, up by itself, separated from the linen. Finally, the other disciples who reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed, but he still did not understand the scripture that Jesus had to rise. Then the disciples went back to their home, but Mary stood outside and she was crying. As she wept, she bent over and looked at the tomb and saw two angels in white, seated with the body, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have taken him." And saw Jesus standing there, but she did not recognize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?" "Thinking you as the gardener," she said, "sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Not so long to me, for I have not yet returned to your father. Go instead to my brother. Tell them, I am returning to my father and to my God and to the Lord." Mary Magdalene, one of the disciples, was the nearest. "I have seen the Lord," and she told them, "that he said to the first day." On the evening of the first day of the week, Sunday, the disciples were together with the doors locked in fear of the Jews. All this was going on, all this church was going on Sunday. We don't know where Jesus is. People are crying, people are hungry, they're eating kids with Jesus, and they don't even understand who Jesus is. And they're scared. Thank you. talked about earlier in Clark, that they were walking down the road. They knew what was going on. Thank you. listening to a podcast about here, because yes, you know, don't stop the same way. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just saying that way. Help us to live a risen life. Help us to be an example of the stone that was rolled away. That we can kind of step back and look at our own heart and our own life. And that